Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Climate change could already be impacting Africa. There, record droughts are creating exploding numbers of sub-Saharan climate refugees fleeing adverse climate changes, according to an article recently published in the Los Angeles Times. Masses of plants, in the form of grasslands, woodlands, and forests, act as water sponges, soaking up and releasing water as evaporation into the atmosphere. There it gets recycled as rain. Sub-Sahara is more vulnerable to climate change because it is already a semi-arid land that becomes more arid as more people clear the land of rain-making plant cover, either through overgrazing or deforestation. Climate modelers predict more extreme weather as global warming continues, such as more and longer droughts that change semi-arid lands into desert-like ones. A drought that started about 3 years ago has dried up both farms and grazing lands in Kenya and Somalia. Today, there are millions of climate refugees worldwide, and the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change indicates that the number of refugees might well rise to 150 million by 2050. For the Climate Change Report, this is Mel Hart.